Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Tyler Bruner on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Loayza County naturalist Lena McComb about how individuals can avoid ticks and being unprepared during their hikes in forested areas across Southeast Iowa.
Some of the other dangers that we kind of talk about is some of those little bugs that can get into your skin burrow in there, like ticks and mosquitoes and stuff like that. So what's kind of the best way for people to avoid ticks and other bugs?
So ticks are pretty easy to avoid, relatively speaking. They are small. They can get in tiny nooks and crannies. So the best way to avoid ticks is to cover exposed skin, to tuck your pants into tall socks to cover up that area where they could get in at your ankle. Mm-hmm. Wearing closed-toed shoes, making sure that you have a hat on so they can't get into your hair, and then just doing a simple tick check the second you get home. So you check through your hair, and then you check any, like, warm, moist area on your body where the clothing is tight. So usually, like, armpits, behind the knees, in the waistband of your pants, or in the band of your socks. Mm-hmm. It's pretty simple to avoid them. You just have to wear the proper clothes and then do a tick check as soon as you get home. They're very stealthy, and they have the big ones that we think of when we think of ticks are the adult stage, but they have quite a few nymph stages, which is just like a baby stage, where they can be the size of a pinhead. So you really do have to look closely, give yourself a good scrubbing in the shower with a loofah to make sure that you get any of those small baby ticks off of you.
So we talked a little bit about if people wanted to navigate outside of the trail to kind of be a little bit prepared. So and sometimes, you know, people might not be as experienced, you know, navigating the way around a forest if they don't stay on the trail. So how can people navigate their way out of a forested area if they do become lost?
So the best way to stay safe if you're going out into a forested area is to prevent any issues before they start. So if I'm going to a new area that I'm unfamiliar with, I will make sure to look at a map beforehand. Especially in Iowa, most of the places that you can hike are going to be state or county properties. And all of the properties have trail maps that are available online or at a visitor center if you can't print something out. So taking a map with you is going to solve a huge portion of your errors. Make sure that you know where you parked on the map. Make sure you know what your trail plan is. But those maps are really going to help you get out. If you're going by yourself, and even if you're not, if you think that you're going on a pretty intense hike, make sure that somebody else knows where you're going and when to expect you back. That way, if you don't get back on time, somebody with access to great cell service can make sure to contact the authorities. For the most part, though, especially in Iowa, you're going to stay relatively safe, especially if you take a look at that map and take a map with you on your way out.
I guess the one thing kind of with that, has there been any sort of situations that you guys have run into that required someone to get medical attention, or has there kind of been a low count of that sort of situation?
It does happen every once in a while, and most of it is due to lack of preparation. So somebody ends up going out thinking that they're only going to be out for an hour. They end up going off the trail and get a little bit turned around. They didn't bring anything with them. They don't have enough water. Then you can start kind of having the panic set in, and that can make your situation a whole lot worse compared to if you went out and you were prepared, maybe over-prepared. You have plenty of water. You can actually sit down, drink some water, and think yourself out of the situation. And then the other thing that we run into in Loayza County especially is people assume that there's going to be cell service where they're going. And so they assume that their GPS unit is going to be able to get them out, or that their cell phone is going to be able to get them out. They only have a map on their cell phone and they're expecting to be able to access the internet. And so that's why I talk about having paper maps and having a backup plan, because you will, especially in Loayza County, encounter plenty of areas where you don't get enough cell service to get your map pulled up or to get a GPS unit to work.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Loayza County naturalist Lena McComb. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Tyler Bruner with KCII News.